iron, I guess.
Yeah, he's made of
steel.
Steel.
What about the wooden part that steel fits right on?
I can't think now what that is. I know, but I can't think.
Did you ever hear it called a felly or feller?
The feller.
Did you ever hear it called that?
That's right.
What part was that now?
That's where the spokes sets up on top of the spokes.
Uh-huh.
Spokes is in them, the fellers.
How many fellers are?
Hit bees. Ain't but two.
Mm-hmm.
So the one, you know, and then one, and then the hooks together.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that one wheel, that the wheels fit into, that goes across, that would be the
axle.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Okay.
Okay. What about something that lard used to come in?
Lard?
Say if you bought about 50 pounds of lard, it'd come in a
can.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a stand of lard?
Stand. What do you have?
What about molasses?
Well, I've heard they come in buckets. They're called shirt buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some folks say lasses bucket.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
It's the same thing.
How do you make that?
Out of sugar cane.
Uh-huh.
Grind it and cook it up.
Mm-hmm. What did you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Long sweetening, short sweetening. Something about that.
Okay. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
faucet.
Okay. What would that be like?
Well, it's round and got a hole in it.
Mhm. Is that something you could fit in the mouth of a bottle?
That's right.
Uh-huh. What about on a? Did you ever see a water barrel or water keg?
See water keg.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have 60-gallon drums in I call water barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Hold water in them.
What? Would you have something on there that you could turn and get the water out?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about something like that out in your yard you could turn and you could hook your hose up to turn and get the water out?
That'd be a housing.
Okay. And at the sink?
That'd be a faucet.
And if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you could have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And you carry the wash to hang it out on the line. You carry it out in a clothes.
Carry which now?
If you were going to carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you could carry it out in a clothes.
Basket.
And if you opened up a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Okay. Say if you took corn to the mill to be ground.